The 20.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria today, a maximum of only 11 degrees. Joburg up to 9. And Mahikeng, a high of 17. And we start with the unprecedented and massive cold front blanketing large parts of the country. The icy cold conditions and heavy snow have now also led to the closure of three of the borders.
The BMA stakeholders operating at the port have taken a decision to close Sunny Pass, Busman's Neck and Mononsa ports of entry for operations today until further notice.
Spokesperson for the Border Management Authority, Meme Mkhotsi, says other ports of entry that remain open include Ficksburg, Caldenspoort and Masera. On the N3, motorists are telling of how they've had to survive the cold night last night in their vehicles after the Van Riebeeck Pass was suddenly closed. This was due to the heavy snow and black ice on the roadway. Sihling Kambule and his family were making their way from Joburg to Durban, and he's explained how they managed to cope.
So time and again, we warm up the car, sitting on the heater, and then we took all the clothes, we were wearing them, some of them. We are four in the car, so we bought a bit of groceries, so we have a bit of food. We just shut off water.
This motorist and his colleagues were on their way from Durban to Rustenburg when their trip was abruptly forced to a stop.
When we left Bellevue, the road was open, and there were police and emergency services, and not one stopped the people and said, go back.
The N3 toll concession's Tanya Dugra says members of various teams are working around the clock to get to the stranded motorists and also clear the number of accident scenes. It's reported that the queue of stranded vehicles in both directions of the N3 through Van Riebeeck Pass stretches kilometres.
Emergency services are attempting to clear thick snow and remove obstructions from the roadway. These are extremely difficult operations, complicated by the current route and weather conditions.
Meanwhile, the Tugela and Vilja Plazas are also closed. The adverse weather struck yesterday on the first day of the school holiday and at the beginning of the Heritage Day long weekend for many. Various warnings have been issued, including also for snow over the Mpumalanga Escarpment and Highveld areas. Photos and videos of the travellers struck in their vehicles and with the border posts, what those look like. It's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. In international news, Hezbollah has claimed that a second senior commander has died in an Israeli airstrike on the Lebanese capital, in the Lebanese capital, Beirut. The armed group says Ahmad Wahbi was killed yesterday, as well as their top military man, Ibrahim Akil. And it's been a nail-biting start of the weekend for rugby supporters. In Australia, the Wallabies fought back and in the end lost to the All Blacks 28-31 in their rugby championship game. At 11 o'clock tonight, the Springboks take on Argentina in Santiago del Estero. I'm Gerda de Suzan and jou hoof nuus die uur oud. Daar is verskeie onderweg om motoriste te probeer help wat gestrand is op die N3 se Van Riebeeckpas onder baie swaar sneeu.
Jacaranda FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this. Number 22.
Let's make tonight the weekend. I don't wanna wait. Celebrate it, baby. I just don't wanna wait.
Swimming in the deep blue, got me thinking about.